In 2011 and 2012, the town of Plattsburgh, which is separate from the city of Plattsburgh, began a zoning ordinance review to overhaul existing ordinances. It included rezoning 7 miles of Saranac River waterfront to a land conservation district, reserving the area for low-impact use such as recreational trails and agriculture. Town planning technician Trevor Cole says that sparked development of a townwide waterfront revitalization. Plan.
I think a lot of people would be surprised. The southern border of the town of Plattsburgh is made up of approximately 12 miles of Saranac River waterfront. And additionally, there's another 13 miles of lake frontage that's within the town, which doesn't include our neighbors in the city of Plattsburgh.
Town of Plattsburgh Supervisor Bernie Bassett says the town and surrounding communities have underutilized waterfront resources.
As we've done some work updating our master plan, we did a project looking at economic development, it seems to constantly resurface that this region and in the town of Plattsburgh, we have waterfronts that we haven't taken great advantage of for recreational purposes, for commercial purposes, health and wellness, and we want to move forward on that.
Trevor Cole explains that the town is seeking funds from the New York State Department of State Local Waterfront Revitalization Program to move the plan forward.
We have a lot of ideas, and the river trail is only one component. We have hamlets along the Saranac River, such as Morrisonville and Katyville, and each of those little hamlets that are microtowns in themselves have waterfront, and some of that's public, and you know, some of these components of the waterfront revitalization might also be ways to site businesses or restaurants in those areas that could benefit from the waterfront. So it's not solely focused on a trail.
Supervisor Bassett calls a revitalized waterfront crucial for economic development and tourism promotion.
Having a resource like an environmental resource is an attraction. We do know from other studies, I've been involved with the Destination Master Plan, which has been a chamber project, and working with a consultant, we've identified things that we've taken for granted, like the ability to go out and kayak in our fresh waters, the trails, the walkways, the bike trails. People will travel. It will become a vacation choice to spend a couple of days on these trails. It will help fill the hotels, the restaurants, and the shops. And we believe developing this part of our community will enhance that and will make measurable differences in the development of the economy.
Trevor Cole says the town is hoping to move beyond the planning stages before long.
What we are hoping to get are shovel-ready projects. We're not looking for another plan to plan. We're looking to have a plan in place that will identify areas in the town that would benefit from more public access and places that are feasible to develop. That would give us a pathway forward to either seek funding to pursue those projects or budget for those projects.
The plan would network existing trails and parks and varies from urban areas to rural farmland and cliff sites and lake and river overlooks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.